Let us pray. May we hear ourselves in the story of Hagar and Ishmael, her son, today, Holy One. And may we ultimately know that, like them, we belong to you. Amen. Now, today, in our story from Genesis, just ably shared with us by Henry Minto, as you know by now, we focus on Hagar. And Hagar is an Egyptian slave girl. Hagar is chosen as if she's a brood mare. And she's given to Abraham, who's an older, quite a bit older man, so that she can provide his wife, the older woman, Sarah, with a child. A child by proxy, as they did things. Sometimes that way back then. But later, after Sarah has a miracle baby in her old age, then Hagar and her son become outcasts. They are sent out into the desert to die. Now, you may have heard of Bill Moyers, who has been well known on the PBS channel KCTS out of Seattle and the rest of the US, public television, public broadcast network, for many years. And among numerous accomplishments, not everybody realizes that Bill Moyers is a former pastor. And he once made an outstanding TV series based on the book of Genesis. And so I've got Bill Moyers talking about this Genesis story of Hagar. And he said, and excuse my fake southern accent, but he's kind of a southern guy. Sometimes the details of the stories we are discussing from Genesis, he said, sound like pulp fiction. In this story, we come to the first love triangle. Two women share the bed of the same man. And then the squabbling gets really mean. Everybody gets hurt feelings. And if we peel back the layers of the story, we're going to find as much drama in the general Bible as we find in Tolstoy, and even as much as we find in Shakespeare. Now, the themes in this story are clearly deep and painful: a woman's infertility, surrogate motherhood, and class differences. We have to remember that Hagar was a slave. And Bill Moyers continues, something else happens with this story. This triangle sets off fireworks that can be seen today in our world in the wilderness and deserts of the Middle East. This story of Hagar and Ishmael, who set off into the desert by the dawn's early light, marks the day that Judaism and Islam go their separate ways. You see, the God who saw the burdens and heard the cries of the Hebrew slaves in Egypt, the God who came down to save them in the scriptures with a mighty hand, the same God who sees the outcast child under the bush in the desert, the same God who hears the mother weeping and tenderly brings them to water. And God declares that they too are highly regarded by God. So this message in our scriptures is not just about nations and tribes. It's about people. It's about us. When all have forsaken and forgotten us, when life has passed us by, And all around us seems like a desert, and our own dreams are over there dying under a bush. And that's when we need to remember this old story. And I've just got one quick story that illustrates how important this is in our lives. And this is a contemporary one. There's a famous American preacher named Fred Craddock, and he tells of the time that he and his wife slipped away to the mountains for a few days of relaxation. Stopping for lunch in a little restaurant, they sat down and saw an older man going from table to table, greeting diners. And eventually he made his way to the Craddock's table, and learning that Fred was a minister, he insisted on telling them his story. You see, that man had been born just a few miles away from that restaurant, and his mother had not been married when he was born. And the criticism that was directed at her, of course, also hit him. His schoolmates ridiculed him as a bastard. So the boy learned to stay by himself at lunchtime and recess time. And even more difficult were trips to town with his mother when he could see the looks and the shaking of heads. He could hear people whispering, "I wonder who his father is." When he was about 12, a new pastor came to their little community church, and people were talking about his skill as a preacher. So the boy began to go to church to hear from him for himself. And he found himself fascinated by the preacher. But he was always careful to slip in late, sit at the back, and leave early. One Sunday, though, he was so caught up in the service that he forgot to slip out before it was over. Suddenly, he felt a big hand on his shoulder. And as he turned around, he saw the face of the preacher right there. And the preacher said, "Who are you, son? Whose boy are you?" And his young heart sank at that question. But then the preacher went on to say, "Wait a minute. I know who you are. The family resemblance is unmistakable. You are a child of God. You are a child of God," he said. And with that, he patted the boy on the back and added, "Go and claim that inheritance, boy." And the old man said to Fred and his wife, "That one statement changed my whole life." He explained that his name was Ben Hooper, and although he was now retired, he had twice been elected governor of the state of Tennessee. He'd had a successful and respected life, and this was made possible by that small town minister who cared enough to encourage a little boy who had been cast out of his society. So for all of us who have had the feeling at some point of being an outcast, let us remember who our Father really is. Let us go and claim that inheritance. Shall we pray together? Loving God, you are the God of the descendants of Abraham, Hagar, and Ishmael. May our trust make us worthy of your faith in us as part of your family. Amen.